So I am sitting here with a Greek wonderful storyteller. I will not try to say her first name again. She's known from the Greek tragedy. So your name is again?
Iphigenia.
Iphigenia. Yeah. And you're a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Greek storyteller.
A Greek storyteller. Mm.
How long have you been telling stories?
For 10 years.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you started, why did you start telling stories?
I was a preschool teacher and musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I started wanted to combine more my love for children, for music, but also I like very much traditional things. So I did traditional games, traditional of everything, traditional dances and this. And then I found in this something that I can combine everything that I love.
Mm. And now you're a full-time storyteller?
Almost, yes. I do storytelling, but I still do music and educational programs for children.
Mm. Yeah, and you use stories in that program also, I would guess. Yeah. And what kind of stories do you tell?
I tell folk tales, mainly. But abroad I tell Greek mythology too. they ask me.
And what is your favorite story for the moment?
I like stories that that begin where normally stories end. So when they live happily ever after, what happened next?
Mm.
So after wedding stories.
Mm.
The woman searches for her husband that is taken, or a man that's with his wife.
Yeah. Is there one particular story you're working on for a moment?
I have one story that it's already with me for long, but I still travel with it.
And what story is that?
It's the name is Mushambaris. It's the name of of a man made of sugar and semolina flour, made by the princess. She made the man for herself.
Mm. It's a story for single women.
From the ingredients, she made him from the ingredients of a traditional Greek sweet.
Okay, so it's very sweet, or and sweet. Then she loses him.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I heard similar stories. Mm. I think it's one Italian story like that also.
I think so.
Mm. Yeah.
I think she's on the way to search. I don't know. Still, if she's in search of him, I think it's, as every story, in search of self.
But why do you think it's important to tell stories?
Because they console the soul.
Mm.
They have answers, I think, to the problems of life. I always go back to the stories in every part of my life.
Yeah. You're also in a group?
I'm in a group of storytellers. We are three.
Yeah. What's the name of the group again?
In Greek it's Paramythokores, which means tale maidens, girls of the story.
Mm. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And what kind of what kind of projects do you do together?
We do mythology, we do performances for children and for adults.
Mm. So you're both doing things together and then you have your own projects.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what we are trying, we are the three of us together, is how can we share a story and each one of us puts their personality inside. So maybe you see a woman with a personality of three different women, because we are very different.
Yes, absolutely. I have seen you. Yes. I know you're different, and that's good.
Mm. So the hero of the story has things of the three of us.
Yeah, wonderful. And you are soon going to have a performance here in Rome today.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the performance?
It's Mortals and Immortals, Searching for Freedom.
Mm. And that's Greek stories?
fetch stories from the Greek mythology and the folktale that I was telling.
And oh my God, my English is horrible because that was the question. How do you find to tell in another language?
I tell in English and I tell also in Spanish.
Mm.
In Spanish it's a little bit easier for me.
Mm.
In English it's tempting. I have to have more of a text.
Mm.
That in Greek it's more improvisation.
Mm.
If I am very in the story, it's not so much a problem.
No.
But still it's okay, it's not my language.
No.
I don't know, the expression, the voice, maybe it's also different. I don't know if I sound the same in tone, if it's the same in another language.
Mm. Yes. Do you always play music when you tell stories?
Not always, but I like to.
Yeah.
I like to put music. Yeah. If not inside the story, I will welcome with a song for sure. Yeah.
And what do you see your future as a storyteller? What kind of a goal do you have?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I think there are so many things to explore.
Mm.
I don't want to put a goal.
Mm.
I don't do the last year so many shows for adults.
Mm.
I do more for children. Because as we are in crisis in Greece, people have not cut the money to give, to invest for their children education and this.
Mm.
But for them, they cut. So there is not so much to do to adults.
No. Mm.
So this, I would like to have more performances for adults.
Yeah.
And to do collaborations with different people also, and put together arts, for example.
Mm. Yes, there's endless of possibilities.
Yes.
And how do you end a typical way of ending a Greek folktale? How is that?
In Greek? Και σαν αυτή καλά και εμείς καλύτερα.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing your thoughts with me.